Hey, Julian, listen to this. The bosses at Cambridge 105 Radio, they're giving us an extra 30 minutes.
Lucy, I've always liked them.
That means there's more time for community interviews.
And more about local entertainment and theatre.
And there's more time for requests on Jukebox Friday.
Join us for Cambridge Breakfast, weekdays on Cambridge 105 Radio, from 7 to 9.
30.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We are now with you through until 9:30, Monday through Friday. So we've got some rather nice little after nine features for you. And every once in a while on a Tuesday, we're going to be joined by Nicola Foley, who is editor of the Cambridge Edition magazine. Hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hey, you're very welcome. Pleasure. Indeed. Complete the following sentence. It's pancake day. It's pancake day.
It's...
Yes, I told you, everybody knows this.
Apart from Julian.
Apart from Julian, it's a generational thing. So Cambridge Edition, it's available in, well, all good bars and restaurants. Where's the best place to pick them up?
So free pickup around Cambridge at the shopping centres, so the Grand Arcade, Lion Yard, and then the park and rides and various hotels and shops and cafes around the city.
And it's a lovely looking little guide as to what's happening, well, in and around the city, really. And very glossy, which is... and nice glossy. Sort of having worked in magazines, you don't feel the thickness of the paper. You know, it's pretty good. This time around, what's going on? Science Festival, I guess, is on the way shortly.
Yes, so there's lots happening in March. It's always a really good month in the city. It's where the local events calendar starts kind of warming up again after a bit of a sleepy time in January and February. So one of our biggest features this month is on Cambridge Science Festival, and I really like this one. It's really a chance to enjoy how kind of brilliantly brainy Cambridge is, and there's hundreds of free events taking place across the city, so it's everything from talks and exhibitions to performances and kind of hands-on family activities as well, and they really tackle the big questions. So they'll be looking at everything from artificial intelligence to climate change to whether or not technology is making us miserable. So if you want to kind of get your grey matter working this month, I definitely recommend checking that one out.
That's pretty good. And lots, just it's most of them are free as well, isn't the best thing
attend.
About the science festival. Another thing I noticed now, I think I know the person who runs this, Sunday Papers Live.
Yeah, Sunday Papers Live. So that's run by My Little Festival, which local people might know as the event hosts of Wildwood Disco and the family festival Rumpus.
They do the early nightclub
early
as well.
Nightclub at La Raza, yeah, yes. That's another one that they do.
Excellent ideas.
Yeah. So they really know what they're doing. They know how to show you a good time. And this month, on the 24th of March, they're going to be hosting Sunday Papers Live, which is, they bill it as the ultimate Sunday. So it's a chance to really relax and enjoy fascinating talks. So there's comfy sofas and there's Bloody Marys and there's delicious food. I think Steak and Honour are going to be there serving their burgers. So really nice day.
Where's this happening?
That is at the University Centre, down by the Mill Pond.
Oh, fantastic.
That's a nice little venue.
Excellent. And, of course, now we've been kind of debating how to pronounce this one. Is it Triplo? Is it Triplo? But it's, I've heard it's Triplo. So Tripido Daffodils coming up at the end of this month. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the weekend of the 23rd and the 24th of March.
Beautiful.
And that's a lovely event which kind of heralds the start of spring. So hopefully a chance to see Triplo, how would you say it? It's blanketed in daffodils, and there's loads of kind of vintage village fete fun. So Morris dancing and dog shows and Punch and Judy, tea and cakes.
Wow.
And hopefully, I think it was the kind of tail end of the Beast from the East last year, so hopefully it won't be blizzarding and freezing cold and there'll be a bit of sunshine.
Yeah, they must have nightmares a few nights before, just going, please, no ground frost killing off all the daffodils.
Well, that's the thing, they stagger the daffodils, don't they, to make sure that there are some daffodils coming out at the time of the festival, so they got that sorted.
Yeah.
But of course, what they can't account for is if there's like gale force winds coming along and blowing all the heads off. But,
do you know, there's also, maybe you'll know it, there's a great pub there. It's kind of community owned or something.
Green
and it's, I'm not sure if it's the Green Man. But anyway, it's a really... right on the village green.
Is Barker, who is next door and appears to have her mouth full of croissant, believes it is the Green Man.
Yeah, that's
a yes. Okay,
fantastic
good.
Place to go along for a little ale and some lovely lunch. That sounds like a fantastic weekend. That's the 23rd, 24th.
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. And there's some restaurant openings as well coming our way soon.
So one that I'm really excited about this month is Vanderlyle, which is just around the corner from where we are now.
You're
on
getting
Mill Road.
Excited. We're getting excited.
And that's the new opening from local chef Alex Rushmer, who might be known to people in the city as well. He was a finalist on MasterChef a few years ago, and then he went on to open the Hole in the Wall at Little Wilbraham. So he's now bringing kind of a bit of fine dining to Mill Road, and I think a lot of people are going to be eagerly anticipating what he's got in store.
Definitely.
What's your take on the Mill Road? By that I mean, there seems to be, with people like Alex and a few other places, a slight shift in the kind of venues, the kind of shops, certainly eateries that are there. And I often wonder if, say, in 5 years' time, if the Mill Road will be the same. It will still be the Mill Road, but is there a slight upmarket shift going on?
I think so, possibly. I think part of Mill Road's real charm is the variety of what's on offer. So I think the more foodie places, for me personally, the better. But yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. There certainly seems to be a bit of a shift happening, as you say. It'll be interesting to see what the next few years holds. But I do hope we retain the kind of original ones, which, you know, people love to visit.
Yeah, and I hope so too. What else? One more thing, and then we'll maybe talk a little bit about what's in the magazine as a whole this time around.
Okay, so I guess I'll mention Pancake Day, seeing as that is today.
We won't make you sing the song again.
And there's a couple of really nice looking events. So the Petersfield Pub, if you do want to go and feast on some pancakes today, the Petersfield Pub is hosting a bit of a pancake day extravaganza, and they'll be having all sorts of delicious sweet and savoury toppings. And I have it on good authority that if you manage to eat a stack of 16 and clean your plate, they'll give it to you for free.
Oh, do you get a T-shirt as well?
I'm not sure. Maybe there's some kind of Wall of Fame situation. And Cambridge Wine Merchants on Cherry Hinton Road are also hosting a gin and pancakes night, which sounds like an excellent combo.
I'm very interested in that.
Very good. Yes.
Okay, and the magazine, the whole, what little features have you got in this time around? What's the cover story?
Well, there's various cover stories. So Sunday Papers Live, which we've already covered, and we're giving away a mini break on the North Norfolk coast for six people. So if you want to win a holiday for you and some friends, that would be a nice one to enter. We've also got news on the city's first ever restaurant week, which takes place at the beginning of April. We've got some of the city's best boozy brunches as well, a roundup of those. And we've also got a little feature on Wysing Arts Centre, which turns 30 this year. So we have a bit of a retrospective on that centre's legacy and what the future holds for it as well.
And I noticed there's a new column inside as well from two local radio presenters.
There absolutely is. Why don't you tell me about that?
Much to say, really. It's been a while since I've done some writing for Consumer. Quite pleased with it, really.
It's very
as much
good.
As anything else. So yes, you can read about us too going forward, and we'll try and sort of give our little pick of what's happening and what we're going to be covering as well. So Cambridge Edition, we can pick it up. Restaurants and bars and shopping centres. And Nicola Foley is the editor. And thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me. Cambridge 105 Radio.